Eighth week, seventh day, time and space. When we abide in such stillness that everything we do is free of self-conscious effort, we make a great discovery. Time and space are two toys which God has given to man, and man uses them to amuse himself while he waits outside the garden of heaven. Never we put on the colored glasses of space, our entire life on earth appears to be a constantly moving process. Whenever we put on the colored glasses of time, our life on earth appears to be a constantly growing process. Through the lens of time, everything seems to be growing and decaying. Through the lens of space, everything appears to be coming and going. But are the angels in heaven pestered by all this coming and going? Are they bothered by all this growing and decaying? Suppose for a moment we took off the spectacles of time and space and saw the world as the angels see it, a simple temple in the midst of infinity and eternity. It would then be revealed that all the love which ever was, is, or will be, exists at this very moment, is everywhere present and is instantly available whenever we need it and seek it. It would be revealed that all the friends we need or crave are seeking us. And we should discover that all the sunshine we need is already pouring out continually through the solar rays. All the gas and the oil and the coal is already under our feet waiting to be mined. And every poem, symphony, and sonata is deep in the mind of mankind, instantly available when the poet or composer calls for them. True, these riches within ourselves or within the earth or within others do not come at every haphazard call. They await some inner inscrutable plan worked out in the blueprints of the master planner. When we yield ourselves to the divine plan of this master planner, all things seem able to come to us in perfect sequence and in perfect order, in exactly the right way, at exactly the right time. As Catherine Mendelhall writes, time is a teacher and space is a friend to keep us from traveling too fast and too far. We have to learn patience, and then we can blend with the time and the place wherever we are. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.